We're doing the Tayag Mitzvot, and we had learned that when one comes to eat a meal, so one could have in mind that he is performing many, many mitzvot with the meal. He is performing the mitzvah not to eat blood, he is performing the mitzvah not to eat the gidah nasha, he is performing the mitzvah not to eat meat with milk, he is performing the mitzvah not to cook meat with milk. And now we're up to, he has in mind, I'm performing the mitzvah not to gobble down my food, like the son who is a ben soel mole, who goes solely after his desire. And when we are prohibited from having a son who is this rebellious son, part of that prohibition is that we shouldn't be addicted, we shouldn't go solely after desire. In eating, we are also performing the mitzvah not to drink wine, which is yain nesech. The Torah prohibits us from drinking wine that was libated for idols. And we are also prohibited from deriving any benefit from wine that was libated for idols. The verse says, don't bring this despicable item, anything that was offered to idols, into your home. And we're also prohibited from having any benefit from any meat that was sacrificed, anything that was offered before an idol. And afterwards, when we finish eating, so we wash our hands, mayim achronim. And here we'll have to pause with the concept of mayim achronim. Our sages instituted that at the end of the meal, prior to benching, one should wash one's hands. In their times, they had melach sodomit. They had a salt which was very, very powerful. If one touched one's eyes after the meal, where one ordinarily had this salt present, then one could really harm one's eyesight. One could even reach the point of blindness. So our sages instituted that one must wash one's hands after the meal to ensure that none of the salt remained on one's hands. Nowadays, we don't have this salt. The salt we have today, if it goes in one's eye, he washes his eyes out and he's fine. But nonetheless, if one's hands are dirty, so then one should not enter benching. One should not bless Birkat HaMazon with dirty hands. Meaning, if you've been eating chicken in your hands, you take a pulki, you take a shank bone and you eat it, and now your hands have grease on them. So ordinarily in life, you don't walk around with greasy hands. So your hands are, in your mind, are filthy, and they really are. So then one is not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon with filthy hands. If you're eating with a fork and knife, and in your mind you're not going to wash your hands after the meal, from your perspective your hands are clean, so then you don't really have to do mayim achronim. But if you yourself feel your hands are dirty, so then you every person is obligated to wash mayim achronim, to wash his hands before entering benching. Okay.